Radio Nederland presents a Van Bynum Jubilee Concert. When Edward Van Bynum conducted his first concert with the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Orchestra 25 years ago, the program included a symphony by Anton Bruckner, the composer for whom Van Bynum has a very special preference. And in the course of these past 25 years, he has shown an increasing interest in the works of Bruckner. And I think we are justified in saying that this composer has, as it were, accompanied Van Bynum during his entire career. With Bruckner, Edward Van Bynum gradually soared to the summits of his recreative art. He certainly knows how to perform this music which is so dear to his heart, which he gives such color, nobleness, and innermost tension, that he can be justifiably called one of the greatest Bruckner conductors of our times. And therefore, any Jubilee program would be very incomplete indeed if we did not include one of Bruckner's works as performed by Edward Van Bynum and his orchestra. The Ninth is Bruckner's last symphony. In 1891, he began to work out the sketches he had made 3 years earlier for this composition. And until his dying day in October 1896, Bruckner worked upon it. Of the last movement, the Adagio, he made 4 versions, from which later on a final movement was constructed for the integral publication of Bruckner's oeuvre. The Adagio is built in a free, two-voiced form of song. The main theme reveals the entire atmosphere of this music, which is filled with sorrow and yearning, and which, towards the end, reaches a humble religious conviction, closing off Bruckner's life work. Here now is the Adagio from Bruckner's Ninth Symphony. The Concertgebouw Orchestra is conducted by Edward Van Bynum. Thank you. You've been listening to a performance of the Adagio from the Ninth Symphony by Anton Bruckner, played by the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Orchestra under the baton of Edward van Beinum. This program, a van Beinum Jubilee concert, came to you through the facilities of the transcription service of Radio Nederland in Hilversum, Holland.